Okay. Ann Relkin from the Racing Experts. Grant, talk a little bit about finally being able to get back to victory lane in nearly 2 years, and just how special is it to do so with Cody Robaugh's team?
Yeah, obviously, it's been a long time, but what's stung worse and what's hurt worse than it being a long time since we were actually in victory lane, it's been few and far between that we've had, you know, contending speed. I do think the last 3 or 4 weeks, me and Derek have clicked, and we're starting to show up with more speed. But I feel like we've been off as a package. I feel like we have worked incredibly hard in our house. I know all of Chevy's worked incredibly hard. But, yeah, we haven't had contending speed. I do think we had race contending speed today. I think we were probably a third-place truck. I don't think we could have beat the 11 and the 34 straight up. But, yeah, I don't think we got a legit pass, or I don't think anybody passed us legitimately today. I did get checked up one time early on in the race, and I think Chandler got by me on that. But it's because I kind of lost the run that I had. But, yeah, for the most part, I feel like we had a solid truck all day. Obviously did some damage when we broke a shock in turn 7 there in practice. I don't think we got it back perfect for qualifying. I don't think I did a great job for qualifying. But I think we made great adjustments all day. I feel like we kept plugging away with it. And, yeah, at the end of the day, I think we've had good road course trucks all year long. And we keep having gremlins fight us. Like today we had the shock that was probably on us and just a mistake. And then we had the alternator, which is our third alternator failure this year. So the guys did good getting that fixed and repairing or changing the battery for us. But yeah, the other ones we've had mechanical issues as well. And so this one was one we were able to fight through all that adversity. And at the end of the day, we had speed. I feel like we made good lane choices on the restarts. I feel like for the most part, all of our restarts worked out, plus one, plus two, and we kind of just, you know, maintained that. I feel like we were really, really good in turn one and two. We could get into turn one really good, kind of cover some distance there, kind of maintain the rest of the track. But one and two, I feel like maybe we were the best truck down there.
And Grant, last question. Would you want to come back to Lime Rock for a third year in a row next year?
I do. When I look around and see the fans, we stayed 1 hour and 15 minutes from here at the airport, and there was fans there talking about the race. So I think the community supports it well. I wish we could pass easier here. That's my only complaint. But this is a really, really fun track to drive. I feel like we had enough tire fall off, and I do think there was some passing. It's just very, very difficult. So, yeah, I think the people that support it is what makes this race special. So yeah, I think we should come back.
All right. Thank you, Grant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If you could pass the mic, please. Thank you.
Hi, Phil Holloway, Front Stretch. It's an unusual day out here. You guys ended up off the course during practice earlier today. What happened over there in the diving turn?
We believe the bottom of the left front shock, the pin came out. So in practice, we can make some of those adjustments. I think just with the heavy turns and stuff, I heard something clicking that didn't sound right one corner before. And being a stubborn driver, I stayed in it. And then, yeah, whatever broke on the shock broke going into turn 7. And very, very fortunate to not do any more damage than we did. So bent the sway bar arm, bent the shock, bent a little bit of the suspension mount down there. But it's kind of been our year. I feel like there's been something happening most of the races we've been in, and our guys just keep fighting. So this one, sadly enough, it didn't even surprise me when it happened. And I think I should have done a better job looking back when I heard something that wasn't right. I should have brought it straight to him. But, man, George Stone, Derek Smith, everybody at CR7 Motorsports has worked incredibly hard all year, but they've also fought. I mean, at San Diego, our wiring caught on fire. The alternator failed again there. The guys didn't give up. We went 5 laps down, but they did not give up getting us back out there. So that's been our year. So huge thank you to everybody that stuck with us, because it's been tough. But appreciate Team Chevy. Appreciate Joshua, Scott Speed, and helping us with our road course program. Ron Fellows, friend of mine, Brandon Weber. There's been a lot of people that have pushed me on my road course, I guess skill, because I didn't have any a few years ago, and I've worked really hard for it, and I had a lot of people to lean on.
And that was going to be my next question. Your background's short track racing and ARCA and stuff like that, and those are series that traditionally don't road race. or at least not very much. So basically you had next to no experience before you got here. Just how difficult is it to learn how to road race after 15 plus years in your career?
I'm 41 years old. If there's one regret I have early on, it's not doing any road course racing. So, you know, when we were doing one race a year in the NASCAR Truck Series, I would be working on it for 1 or 2 months and try to get better, and that really never worked for me. But now that we're running 3-4 races a year, that's a big part of our schedule. So I've worked really hard on it consistently. So I feel like that's been something that's helped me. A buddy of mine has a little Miata we've played around with. Scott Speed takes us to Trackhouse Motorplugs some, and we can see data, see where I'm messing up, and compare myself to other drivers. So sticking with that consistently with all the tools we have at Team Chevy has been something that's helped me. But when we're doing it once a year, I'd get better at it, but it never would click for me. But I feel like, honestly, all year long, honestly, road courses have been one of our strengths at CR7 Motorsports. I feel like we've had top 10 trucks at all of them. I feel like we had a top 10 or top 5 truck a couple weeks ago there at San Diego. Just couldn't get any finishes. So fortunate we're able to cash in on the finishes today.
All right. We're coming towards the last few races before the chase out there. You were outside the top 16 at one point. Entering this race, you're around 13, 14. The extra points really are going to help. Can you guys get yourself in the chase and stay there before the cutoff?
We can definitely get ourselves into the chase. Our situations have killed us this year. You know, this is a race that we had some situations happen, and we've had them in 10 out of 15 races. And I feel like at the beginning of the year, we didn't have enough speed to kind of overcome them. And I feel like the last couple months, we've had better speed so we can overcome some situations. Like we're running third at Michigan and cut a tire down and had to restart from the back, and able to have enough speed to drive back through there is when it was happening at the beginning of the year. We just couldn't overcome that. So yeah, we definitely can, and we have the caliper people that we should. I mean, we have all the tools that we need from Team Chevy. We have a great alliance with Spire. Derek Smith is a great crew chief. I feel like I can get it done as a driver. We have a great engineer in Dan Tamani. We have one of the best truck chiefs out there in George Stone. Like, we have so many resources that we it shouldn't even be a question. But yeah, we definitely had the cards stacked against us with some situations, but we're doing the best we can to overcome them.
Thank you.
Can you pass the mic in front of you? Thank you.
Can you just go over the restart with three laps to go and what you decided and how well it worked?
Yeah, honestly, that was some of, you know, what I wanted kind of in me is to choose third and push Gio through the corner a little bit. I feel like that's become norm. But I don't like that as a driver, and I prayed about it, I thought about it, and I wanted to beat him on the launch. And so yeah, there was more than went into that choose than just a normal situation, I guess. But I watched ARCA race, it kind of bothered me some, but that's the norm now. Like, it's so hard to pass. You got to get it done on a restart. I've been in a situation and chosen third at Martinsville and pushed the leader out of the way, and I didn't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do that as a driver. I'm not going to say I'm not going to do that again, but that's kind of the norm in our series and norm in racing in general. And I thought about it, I prayed about it, and I feel like God led me to choose outside, and feel like I got a really good launch, and we just kind of beat them straight up. So when Brian called me clear there on the front stretch, that was just a relief in me, because I felt like we had a superior truck in one and two. Not to say that somebody couldn't still push you through there. Like I said, it happens quite often in our series. But I felt like we had a superior truck, so I felt like we could manage our own. So I drove it in there as hard as I could, slid a little bit, but I feel like we had enough grip in our number 9 Grand County Motor Chevrolet to kind of pull away and build enough of a cushion to kind of lick our wounds the rest of the track. We weren't great in turn 3, we weren't great in turn 4. We kind of maintained the rest of the way around the track, but I feel like we could pull away a little bit in 1 and 2.
All right, Grant. Well, it's great to see you up here, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.